To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of a pathway to the wide open spaces of a beach in Onslow, North Carolina, comes from a friend's February vacation. I love the way the photo invites us to experience the tranquil serenity of the beach below and to explore the areas that are unseen up and down the coast. As is my habit, I love to show pictures of pathways on Thursdays because I will be teaching a discipleship class tonight. I love encouraging people who have decided to deepen their walk with God by examining their experiences and by applying the principles of their identity in Christ to their lives. When we realize that our faith in Christ was meant to not only secure our eternal destiny, but was intended to give us the power to overcome, we can really experience the presence and peace of God as we go through this life. Despite our past or what consequences of it that we are dealing with, when we turn toward God and decide to follow His lead, we can lead a victorious life of an overcomer and take our hurts and use them to help others to see the power of a discipled life and to experience it for themselves. The world's narrative is dominated by a perspective of fear and suspicion, but when you follow the Lord, you are comforted and empowered by knowing that He is in control of the events of history and that He provides a way to find peace regardless of the state of the world. So take that invitation to the wide open spaces that God wants to lead you to. His ways are higher than our ways, and when we discover the wisdom and peace that is found through trusting Him, the only regrets we will have is that we didn't follow Him sooner. This morning's meditation verse is Romans 12:12 from the New King James Version. It says, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer." Today's verse comes from a long list of directives that will guide the one who follows them into living a Christian life. Romans 12 urges the reader to present themselves as living sacrifices to God in verse 1 and to renew our minds to God's way of thinking in verse 2. Then the text then provides practical advice to us in how to do those two things. I highly recommend that anyone who wants to live a Christian life to read Romans 12 in its entirety and to pray for the strength, wisdom, and patience to live according to its advice. Today's verse highlights three activities, attitudes or disciplines that the Apostle Paul advises should be a part of a Christian life. Number one, rejoicing in hope. Well, one may think, why should I rejoice or what should I hope for? Well, as a Christian, we should have cause to rejoice continuously for the fact that we have been personally selected by the Creator of the universe to know Him and His truth and to dwell with Him forever. We have victory over death itself. We also have been given the power to overcome our sins as well. So there's plenty to rejoice about. When it comes to hope, we can hope for a lot of things, like material wealth, good relationships, or good health. However, while we may be blessed to have some of those things and can certainly hope for to get them if we don't have them, the Christian's hope should be grounded in our faith more than the things from the world. We should hope for the Lord's will to be done on earth. Part of that will would be for more people to come to know Him and be saved. So one of our hopes should be that our lives would be used to give God glory and bring others to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Also, our hope should be that our relationship with God will mature through a deepening of our knowledge of His ways and through the progressive sanctification that results from continually practicing what we believe, which leads us to number two, being patient in tribulation. Our faith is Christ-based, which means that our faith could be said to be truth-based because He is the way, the truth, and the life. We believe in some supernatural spiritual things that defy the normal conceptions of logic, like a virgin birth and the dead being raised to life. But we also believe in reality. Sometimes we will not receive what we hope for, especially if those things depend on other people or the favorable circumstances beyond our control. We may also face hate and resistance because of our faith or just because people choose not to like us. this verse doesn't say if tribulations come. It basically acknowledges that tribulations will be a part of our lives. So although the things we may want and the treatment we may receive from others are outside of our realm of control, and the fact is that tribulations will come, the one thing we can control is how we respond to them. Patience points to the ability to wait or to endure. Our faith faces the reality of hardships in life and responds with patience. So how can we be patient? Again, our patience is not to be grounded in our ability to grin and bear it. It is to be grounded in the truth that we know God is aware of what we are going through and that He will be with us through it all. The way we can be patient is fueled by our constant communication with God, which leads to number three, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Prayer is our way to communicate with God. Christians shouldn't just hope for things in situations. They are called to bring their request to God in prayer. The answers and outcomes depend a lot upon what we are asking for, our level of maturity, and how we're walking with God. But regardless of that, God wants us to ask Him to demonstrate our trust, dependence, and active relationship with Him by praying to Him. Beyond petitioning the Lord for what we want for ourselves or others, our prayers should be a continuous stream of communication with the Lord. Whenever we are by ourselves, we can turn to the Lord and speak to Him about our day. Even if our others are present, we can still communicate with Him in silent prayer because He can hear our thoughts and we have open lines of communications with Him through the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. So keep walking and talking with God. Read the rest of Romans 12 to see how you are doing in other areas of your walk with God. No matter how you are progressing, remember that just knowing that God is with us always can give us the reasons to rejoice, to hope, to be patient, and to pray. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. H. Norman Wright's Experiencing Grief. Today, we're continuing that work with Chapter 2, which is on pain and denial. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all.